It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I love Motley Crue. I love it, Jimmy. Gave him a little business at the beginning of the show for playing Motley Crue, because he's come out of the box playing Motley Crue several times. And it's because I said that I like Motley Crue, and I love it. I like that Jimmy panders to me, but I can listen to Motley Crue all day long.
Can you?
All day long.
You can listen to Motley Crue for a full day.
24 hours, nothing but Motley Crue. I got to be in the right mood. I have to be at the Cheetah. Can you name a member of Motley Crue?
Dennis Smith.
Dennis Smith. That is so close. Jimmy, can you name a member of Motley Crue?
George something?
Yeah, George Michael. You got it. George Stephanopoulos.
Is that like common knowledge? You'll always ask Crowder, hey, name the four the Beatles, the four members of the Beatles.
Most people can mention Vince Neil. Right?
No.
Or Nikki Sixx? No.
No.
Well, I think most people could.
And when you say most people, like, who are you referring to? You, Big O?
Me, Big O, maybe Len. Vince Neil? No? Nothing?
Nothing.
Dale.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Tommy Lee? Ever seen the Tommy Lee, Pamela Anderson tape?
I have seen Tommy Lee. Yeah.
I was in Motley Crue.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Thought he was an Aerosmith.
I mean, he's in Motley Crue.
Thought he was an Aerosmith.
Tommy Lee?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Like, no. I don't know anybody. I know Tommy Lee.
Oh, yeah. I like Jimmy going, no. Name someone in Aerosmith, Jimmy.
Okay, George something.
Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler's right. He's thinking of Joe Perry, I think. Joe Perry may be a little bit similar looking to Tommy Lee. Mick Mars, too. Wasn't that the guy's name? The drummer or guitarist in Motley Crue? Like, Mick Mars? Yeah, Mick Mars.
8 members in this band? Like, how many?
Four prominent members. Okay. Thank you on the 305 alarm, Jimmy.
You're welcome. The bird Randy Johnson hit with his fastball has more feathers left on its body than Hawk has hair on his head.
Well said.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Crisp and clear delivery.
My bad, Jimmy. I'll keep those to one-liners. I'm sorry. That's on me. I'm sorry.
It's a funny line. It's made funnier by you reading one word at a time. Did you accidentally put a period after every word?
Yeah. I told him, deliver this like Stu Gatz delivers his weekend notes, Jimmy.
With a little tone at the end?
That was funny. The bird that Randy Johnson hit. Funny. All right, 3 o'clock hours. There's a bunch of stuff going on. The entire 560 QAM air staff is going to be at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th. What is that? Two Wednesdays from tomorrow, I think?
Yes.
Two Wednesdays from tomorrow.
Yes.
It'll be a really fun night. It's presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall, and you come out and you enjoy some fine whiskey and a good cigar and a little sports talk maybe. I'll talk Motley Crue if you want, with the entire air staff. We're all going to be out there. And it's free to attend. You just need to RSVP at WQAM.com. That'll get you the invite in and a complimentary cigar. Must be 21 or over. Please drink responsibly. But again, Wednesday, September 25th, Smoke on the Water in Weston. It's presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall and official partner, The Main Man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than The Main Man. Go online to themainman.com and sponsored by the injury law firm Cohen and Judah. We had Josh Appel on the last segment, Marlins public address announcer. Marlins are winding their season down, but we do have tickets for you to go see Beer Fest at Marlins Park when the Braves come to town September 21st. You can enjoy a sampling of domestic, international, and local craft brews. Just keep listening for your chance to win. You got to be 21 years of age or older. We're giving away a pair every day this week. We have not yet done so today, so sometime before 6 o'clock, we will give away those tickets. Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
I like this. I haven't been able to listen to the quote, but Adam Beasley pushed out a video on Twitter. Anthony Weaver, Dolphins defensive coordinator, quote, they called Jalen Phillips the Mariano Rivera of the Miami Dolphins. I like that, huh?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Came in late, clinched the game with a sack, set the Dolphins up to go and win the game with a field goal.
I saw Tua was speaking. He say anything of note, according to any of the writers?
Yeah, so we do have Tua
sound.
They
were airing it live on ESPN. I was watching ESPN. They were showing them live.
Yeah, we do have Tua sound we could get to in a few moments, Hawk, maybe in the next segment or the following segment. But I did see this from Cameron Wolf. Obviously, he was asked about Tyreek Hill. He was also asked about Buffalo, the game on Thursday, their expectations in that game. He was also asked about the last meeting versus Buffalo, and he basically brushed that off. He said, brother, new season. But regarding Tyreek Hill, Cameron Wolf tweets out, Tua Tagovailoa says he was, quote, emotional watching the Tyreek Hill body cam video and believes, quote, it could have been de-escalated another way. I don't think it was done the right way. And as you noted in the first hour, Hawk, Tyreek Hill was on CNN yesterday and has made it a point that he wants to be able to turn this negative into a positive situation. Tua yeah. notes, according to Cameron Wolf of NFL Network, that Tyreek has gathered a group of players to figure out what to do to impact change in the coming weeks.
Cool. He tweeted yesterday, Tyreek Hill, let's make a change. And Caitlin Collins asked him on CNN, what did you mean by that tweet? And he said, hey, I don't disrespect police officers. Like, I'm not going to say that one bad apple ruins the lot. And he's like, I would love to see if we can make this some sort of positive in Miami, which is certainly, I think, a worthwhile approach. I saw that Joe Shad tweeted out that Braxton Berrios said something along the lines that Tua's halftime speech was game changing. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Like an angry, fired up Tua lighting into the team. And then they come out and they dominate Jacksonville in the second half. Like that, I mean, the difference between year one Tua, what is this, year four now?
Year five, I think.
Year five?
I think so.
Year right, because it's the third season with Mike McDaniel. Yeah,
year five.
Yeah, difference from year one to year five. Wow.
You know what that means, right, Hawk? I mean, Tua said
Super Bowl.
He has the it factor. He's got a little Udonis Haslam in him, clearly. I mean, nobody...
He's going to play for 20 seasons?
Nobody would jack up the locker room at halftime more than UD. I like that. Tua's got a little UD in him.
Dolphins are a 2.5-point favorite Thursday night over Buffalo. It had gone down to 1.5 earlier today. It was at 2. Right now, it's at 2.5. Dolphins, 2.5-point favorites. I am going to get in on Tua over rushing yards. There is no prop listed yet because Vegas needs a little more clarity on who the running backs are going to be, what the running game might look like. But that was one of my big winners on Sunday, two over 2.5 rushing yards. I think he ran for 9 or 10.
Yeah. Hey, you said Miami was a 2-point favorite against Buffalo in the first hour?
Well, they're 2.5 right now.
Right now.
They were two early.
I just saw
two earlier in the day, and yeah. they were 1.5 yesterday.
Yeah, I just saw it move on my app while staring at it. So what's your plan here? Like, no matter what it is, the rushing yards set for Tua,
yep.
within reason, right? Like 4, 5, 6.5, you're betting the over?
I can't imagine that it's going to be more than 9, and I believe he's going to scramble. He didn't do much on Sunday. I got lucky there, kind of. I mean, there was one run that got called back via flag, but he did go over 2.5. But I don't think they'll go from making his rushing yards 2.5 to 14. So, yeah, I'm going to ride that at the beginning of the season.
I think I'll ride with you, man. Made me a nice little, got me a nice little paycheck on that bet. And we put that in like 2 weeks ago too, right? Or maybe like last week, well before
that
was, the game.
I mean, that I had to back it up. I mean, I've been yapping about him scrambling all off season.
Hey, Hawk, I know we joked about the Brian Flores stuff when Tua made his remarks or whatever, but I was thinking in the last hour, we're talking with Appel, and we're saying the maturity that Ryan Fitzpatrick highlighted to us yesterday of Tua to not have a good first half, have that locker room speech, come out in the second half, and put together a really good performance. Bro, Brian Flores would have pulled his ass after that type of first half.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. I'm telling you, it is night and day. I want to ask Aronde. Aronde's going to join us in the next segment. I want to ask him what his, you know, confidence level is when he watches Tua, when Tua would drop back to pass year one versus dropping back to pass year five. Because I don't think Aronde loved him at the beginning of his tenure.
I don't think he necessarily loved him last year either.
I don't think so either.
Not that he didn't think he was a great
quarterback. He's not a detractor, but right. I don't think that. I mean, again, he played with Dan Marino, and you know, like he's and Troy Aikman. Like he's Aronde's got pretty high standards.
But I think just, you know, some of the skepticism is along the lines of what I say, which is, hey, we like Tua. We want to see him be the number one quarterback in Miami. We want to see him win a Super Bowl, but go beat good teams. I mean, it's not a crazy statement to say. Anyways, Dolphins will play the Bills on Thursday. So statement game? Thursday?
Statement game. It's certainly a narrative builder. I don't know if it's a statement game, but this is a season narrative builder. Because you will. Only the second game, Dolphins lose, and everyone's going to say the same thing. They can't beat the good teams, although I would argue Jacksonville's a good team. Who does Jacksonville have on the schedule this week? Because if they start 0-2, that feeds into the narrative that they beat a bad team. You know what I mean?
The Jags have the Browns at home on Sunday.
Oh, I mean, that's a romp. Browns are a disaster.
Got a little more stuff to worry about again regarding their starting quarterback, too.
Yeah. Put him face down on the pavement.
To your point, Hawk, you get Buffalo on Thursday. Okay, here's why I think it's a statement game. Tobin and I have discussed this, by the way. Like, he's been running with this statement game narrative since the schedule was released back in whatever it was, August or May or whatever. You get at Seattle following that game versus Tennessee, at New England, at Indianapolis versus Arizona. Those are your next five games. So if you lose to Buffalo, and even if you go 5-0 against those teams, you're literally going to go 6 weeks, because there's a bye week in between, until you face another quote-unquote playoff team, which happens to be Buffalo again on the road, until you get a chance to play one of these playoff-caliber elite right. teams. So you're going to hear that narrative for 6 weeks, even if the Dolphins go 6-0 or 5-0 during that span. Well, they couldn't beat Buffalo week two on short rest Thursday night. Do it against a good team. I don't want to have to go through that for 6 weeks until you have to play Buffalo in Buffalo.
Beat him Thursday.
Let's go. Last night, the Niners took care of the Jets 32-19. Aaron Rodgers finished with 167 yards, a touchdown, and one interception. The Jets kind of looked good on one drive in the first half, and then, you know, they were just beaten by a better team, period.
No C-Mac.
No, and did you see, so the running back that started.
I saw the post-game interview live,
right.
And my heart sank. The moment because she says to him, when did you find out you were starting? And you figure, he goes, just a couple minutes before the game.
Right.
And my head was, you know, going to explode. And he's like, probably Friday.
And he sat on it, though. He's like, shoot, Probably like Friday.
I'm like, this seemed like it was a game time decision.
Yeah, C-Mac wasn't ruled out Friday. He was ruled out 40 minutes before kickoff.
How did you know on Friday?
Yeah, well, Jordan Mason, last night's player of the game, 147, a buck 47, and a touchdown, and he looked like the real deal. So maybe they have a two-headed monster in the backfield in San Francisco. How'd you like the broadcast, by the way? Monday Night Football. You saw Jason Kelce made his debut. They were poking fun at him because apparently he left his bag, like his travel bag. He left it in his car or something like that. So he had to go buy a shirt at the mall before the broadcast. And it was just
like a button-down Walmart shirt.
Way too snug on him.
It was busting right out of it.
Yeah.
He was good, though. I like him.
And then Joe Buck was Joe Buck, and Monday Night Football just felt
I
like
happen
Monday
to like Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. I that's comfort food to me.
All right, Hawk. The only other big news, Steelers are going to start Justin Fields on Sunday again. I'd mentioned this yesterday, the Canes, when they do play that USF game, it's going to be the 21st Saturday, so not this Saturday, the following. It'll be a 7 p.m. game. In case you missed that, 7 p.m. It'll either be on ESPN or ESPN2. Obviously, the Canes, they're up to number 10 in the latest college football playoff poll. I should say AP top 25 poll, not the CFP. And this is something that I didn't tell you yesterday or bring it up yesterday, but Cam Ward, 304 passing yards versus FAMU on Saturday. He became the only Miami player in the last 25 years to start a season with consecutive games with 300 or more passing yards and 3 touchdowns.
Wow. Now, again, one of them is against FAMU, but another one's against Florida. So,
all right, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. It's been raining pretty much nonstop today here in Miami. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid to upper 70s. Hawk, that is your weather.
All right, Aronde Gadsden is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk some Dolphins.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Papa Leano.
Hawk and Crowder.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know, like Motley Crue, Solana, like now that you're hearing a little bit, like, or it all sounds the same to you?
Yeah, I don't hate Motley Crue. I'm just not going to sit here and be like, yeah, I can jam out to Motley Crue. I would never in a million years get in my car after work and put this song on to drive on the expressway. Like, I would never jam to this.
Somebody texted in. I'll find the text here. There's a lot of texts. I'm a black man. I can listen to Motley Crue all day. Sean from Honolulu. Think Aronde likes Motley Crue?
No shot.
I think he does. Aronde, you like Motley Crue?
Nah, not something in a million years I listen to after leaving work. You know?
Boom.
But at the Gentleman's Club, Motley Crue is generally the sign of a good performance.
That is a true statement. True statement. I agree with that. I totally agree with that. That comes on after the guys said, "Girls, guys."
Get yourselves ready for girls. Yes. Then you know it's about to get turned.
Yes. When Molly Crew comes on, it definitely is.
You know,
she's the main act. She's got the chair on the stage, sliding down the pole already.
Yep. You're not getting it Tuesday at 11 a.m.
No.
Friday, 7:30, 9:30, you're going to hear my girls, girls, girls. You know it's about to go off.
Yeah, exactly. Right,
let me bring you on officially here, Aronde. Aronde Gadsden's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk a little football, reminder, if you're looking for Dolphins gear or Canes gear, check out Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive next to La Spada's, or check them out online, caneswear.com. Everybody knows Aronde Gadsden was a Dolphins receiver for many seasons. There's been a lot of talk about Tyreek Hill. I'm watching ESPN SportsCenter right now about the body cam footage. Just out of curiosity, right, you ever have an incident before a game? And I'm not talking about, you know, being detained. Do you ever have an incident before a game in college or the NFL that, you know, something super serious where most people might not have been able to do their jobs that day because it was something so serious or so emotional or so draining, but because you're an athlete, you had to go out there and perform? You ever have anything like that?
Not personally, but I think, you know, through the years, you've had some players that, have, you know, found out about some passing of some family members.
Right.
During, you know, before the game or the day before the game, and you just try to, you know, be as supportive as you can. But, you know, especially now in this time, you know, something happened, like, you know, somebody got caught doing something they wasn't supposed to do. And, you know, the only solace is this is, you know, for all intents and purposes, when you're out on that field, you're untouchable, right? Like, you got to put that aside for 4 hours, basketball, maybe 2 hours, and don't try not to think about it as much. And, you know, you go out and do your job and do what you do. And then, you know, when you get back in the locker room, it's back on. But you get a chance to get away from it. I think, you know, pretty much I think that's how Tyreek Hill had to deal with that situation. Like, that's over. It's our first game. We need to win. I got to play big. And I think, you know, from hearing from it, I guess Tua put it all in perspective, and then everybody came out and played as usual.
Yeah, it was pretty remarkable when you watch the video, because I watch the video, it infuriates me, because right, I think that there were a lot of missteps there. Really, right, I thought that there was one police officer who was escalating it unnecessarily. But when you watch that, And like, just as a human, you get angry at it, but then you try to go, what if you're the person, right? Like, what right, if that's happening to you? And then you do have to shake it off, go to work, and then right, you perform right, the way that he does on the field. It's pretty remarkable, isn't it?
No, it is. I mean, it says something to the athlete and all of us who have played, but those who have been through that, you know, situation. For him to, you know, shake it off, right or wrong, you understand what I'm saying, and go in and, you know, have a game. He had over 100 yards and he had a touchdown. Can't ask for much more than that from the guy who just got a big check. You know what I mean? Like, with or without without him being detained, he would have gave us that. And for him to still do that, I think it's, you know, it speaks to him as an athlete. You know, like I say, I can't judge. I don't know what's happened. You know, kind of hard for me to believe he was going 104 right there in the stadium. You know?
The ticket has been released now. Jeff Darlington has released the actual picture of the ticket, and he was cited for doing an estimated 60 miles per hour, and it's estimated visually by the officer. It wasn't even radar. 60 miles, visual estimation.
You know, like, you know, this something didn't feel right about the situation.
Yeah.
Like, you know, right or wrong. Like, look, because I, you know, just talking to it with buddies and friends, I go back to the, you know, Scottie Scheffler situation. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could see, like, he was detained and Jeff Darlington was there, and they didn't put Jeff Darlington in handcuffs. You know what I'm saying? Like, Calais Campbell, you know,
he wasn't
what I'm saying?
Face down on the ground.
He was walked gingerly to the car and taken to jail. Like, that's my whole point about the situation. If he was dead, if he'd done something so bad and wrong, just take him to jail. Just make him sit there on the side in handcuffs and watch the whole game on his phone. You know what I'm saying? But you let him go. Like, that's, you know, and I don't know all of the story. I could be totally wrong, but for you to let him go seems like, because they took Scottie Scheffler to jail. Like, they booked him in orange jump and everything. Like, for you to let him go, I don't know. But
yeah, I thought I thought in that situation, again, my take on it was, listen, comply with officers, but he did, in my opinion. He pulled over and he gave them his license. So he did comply. Then an officer decided to get unnecessarily aggressive, in my opinion, and demanded he put the window down. And Tyreek was on CNN last night. He was like, there's people that are taking pictures. And, you know, like, I don't want to have the window down.
Right,
and then the guy, the cop who I believed escalated everything, then he just rushes over, flings the door open, pulls him out.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, wait a second. Do you really need to do that? Like, you've got his ID. He didn't
right.
do
That's
anything
just,
criminal.
Just arrest
like, it wasn't,
just arrest
it, you know, I talked with the ticket wizard. It was careless driving, not reckless driving. Careless driving is just a ticket. It's not a criminal charge.
Right.
And so it's like, why? Like, I read a tweet from a former New York police officer at the beginning of the show. And he writes, my thoughts on the Tyreek Hill arrest / detention as a police officer. Half the battle is de-escalation. Write the summons. You're walking away from the vehicle. Who cares if he puts his window up? You have his ID.
Right.
It's not our
right.
job to teach grown people manners. Being rude isn't a crime. And he goes on and on. He's like, and that was the thing. Like, that cop didn't like that he wasn't when that cop yelled jump, he was angry that Tyreek didn't say how high. You know,
right,
but
right. That's the thing. Like, I don't know. I don't know who does. What I'm saying is, I've been stopped and I've given my registration and license to the cop, and he walks to the back of his car and does whatever they do. I don't leave my window down. I put it up.
Like, it's hot out.
I don't want gnats and flies to get in the car. Like, but anyway.
Yeah, that was the weird thing, because Tyreek was like, yeah, just go write me my ticket. Like, he wasn't fleeing. Like, go write me the ticket. He's so stupid.
He didn't Rice from Kansas. Rice from Kansas City. He just would have said, I leave the car. You can have the car. I got to go to work. I got to run to work.
Crazy.
But anyway, we won the game. We won the game, but we didn't.
We won the game. I was asking Solana.
The hook killed me. The 3.5.
I bought it down to 3. I bought it down to 3. I pushed.
Yeah,
the hook killed a lot of people.
The hook killed me. Hook killed me.
What do you think? I was asking Solana in the last segment. When you watch Tua now, year 5, how much better is he than what you saw in year 1? Because I was saying this, I don't think you were a huge Tua fan at the beginning. I don't think I'm saying anything out of turn. I don't think you were believing that he was anything that special. But when you watch him now and he drops back to pass, or you hear about the halftime speech that he gave, like when you watch him year 5 versus year 1, how different is it?
$212 million different? I don't know. It is different. Like, you're right. I'm not the, biggest. I'm not saying I'm not a Tua fan. I'm just saying I think we could have got, you know, something else in that spot. But, he has grown. He has done and cashed in on everything we thought he said he would do. You know, he's been as reliable as can be. You're not talking, you know, everybody wants to talk about the year he, you know, got rocked and all of that. But that's different. That's football. That happens. You know what I mean? But other than that, he's been consistent. He's been accurate, obviously. But, you know, it's just those plays that we need to make. And, you know, as a player, I'm looking for Tua still to make those plays. Now, does he give us everything we need to win? Can we win a Super Bowl with Tua? Probably, but we just need to see it. We just need to see it. Like, even still, when you see the, like, you know, the Josh Allen jumping over people, like, will that ultimately win a Super Bowl? I don't know, but those are the plays we need to see. Like, we see Patrick Mahomes, and you know, he may be in a different category
right.
than everybody else
yeah, that's
at
not
this
fair.
Point. Yeah, that ain't fair. But just like when it's 4th and 1, like, because we went for it on 4th down, like, sometimes Tua either has to get us in a better play or you have to get the 1 yard yourself. Just period. Like, in the Super Bowl, it's the same play we use. I've seen us run it on fourth down, Tyreek Hill come in motion, and we snap it on time, and either he run to the flat, we throw it to him, and he get the first yard, or two of you fake it to him, and you get the 1 yard. But he will throw it to Tyreek, and it either get tackled short or get knocked down. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember in the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes had the same play. Throw it to Travis Kelce, or you get it. Guess what? He got 26 yards on fourth and one. I don't throw it to I fake the throw to Travis Kelce, and I run 26 yards. I need that. I need that from Tua. And that, but he has, to answer your question, he has grown. He has matured. Obviously, by him giving that speech, I don't think he would have did that.
Right.
2 years ago, it could be the new coach, could be the motivation and support, but the money, it could be the money. But he has grown. And listen, I agree. It's no other guy for the job with Mike McDaniel calling the plays in the NFL than Tua. I agree with that. Totally understand that. You know, there's nobody else. Who you looking for? Shedeur Sanders? I mean, who else we getting? Bo Nix? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who we about to get? You know what I'm saying? Like, you
they
know,
are perfect.
I mean,
they really are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're looking for somebody to run the offense and work the plays, this guy's calling, Tua is the guy. Like, you know, I'm pretty sure Jerry looked too. He's like, I'm a hold out as long as I can just to see. And I looked at the college two games. I'll give Dak the money. Nobody else. You got nobody else. Like, you got nobody else. Go with Mike McCarthy. Nobody else.
What do you think happens on Thursday night? You're pretty good at the beginning of the season, kind of seeing into the future. This is kind of a big game. Because I think it creates narratives, right? If Buffalo wins, they're expected to win. They can still come into Miami and handle the opponent. And if Miami wins, I think it'll maybe change the narrative a little bit.
Yeah, you know, like, and Buffalo's always been, you know, my measuring stick, and it still is, because we still have to now go to Buffalo at some point when it's going to be cold. If we can go to Buffalo and win, and I played there with, you know, arguably the best quarterback, and it's tough. It's still tough. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still tough to go out there and win in that environment, and that's still going to be my measuring stick. But still, when they come down, we have to win. Just like last night, I think they were saying, Troy was saying that, you know, Shanahan wants to win this game to show that he can win the game without Christian McCaffrey. And he did. Mm-hmm. You know, the running back had 147. That means,
he looked good.
You know, yeah, he looked good. I mean, you know, Hawk, you could run the ball and at least get 62 yards rushing. I bet the under on that anytime. But anyway.
I think the over. There.
But I think, you know, we have to win the game, like you said, for the narrative, for us to say that we can beat the teams we're supposed to beat. Like, that's what we're supposed to do. Like, you know, our schedule is, you know, not the toughest, but we have some games that we can win. And I think this in a short week in our house, you know, it's going to be pretty hot. We're coming off a win. I think we should be able to win this game. I don't think you said it was 2.5. I think we win by more than 2.5.
I hope you are right. Speaking of building a narrative, Aronde Gadsden II, your son, kind of having a heck of a season at Syracuse. Syracuse and the Canes, both 2-0. You know, they face each other at the end of the season in Syracuse. That might be a big one, OG.
Yeah, we're trying to hope the winner that goes to the ACC championship. I don't know, but, you know, a long way to go. But I think, you know, I think the big deal for both teams is they both got quarterbacks. A little plug for my own quarterback. He leading the country in touchdowns, and we catch a few touchdowns. I think when you have a good quarterback, whatever league you're on, Pee Wee, Little League, AYFL, Pop Warner, you got a good quarterback, you got a shot. You know what I'm saying? Cam Waters playing, you know, lights out at quarterback. Kyle McCord and Syracuse playing lights out at quarterback. You got a good quarterback, you got a shot. You got a shot at winning. And so, you know, that's what's happened. Obviously, you know, you have to have those other parts. But when you got a good signal caller, I mean, you got a better chance.
It makes everything so much easier.
Yeah, it makes everything so much easier. You don't have to stress, like, okay, we got the ball. Good. I say this all the time. You know, the good news is that you score, but the bad news is we get the ball back. You know what I'm saying? Like, however you want to look at it. Oh, we scored. Yeah, okay, well, we got the ball.
Are you going to go after that game? Because it's at the end of November.
Of
it's going to be cold. And
yeah,
Syracuse.
Yeah. Yeah, but we play inside.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, we play in a dome. It's a spoiler alert.
Is it still the Carrier Dome?
Yeah.
No. JMA, wireless dome. Carrier
I like
dome.
Spilano saying, yeah.
But it's the same It's the same stadium. I thought you were asking me if it was the same stadium.
No. I meant, is it still called the Carrier Dome?
Yeah, no. They I think they got rid of the Carrier Dome when they got rid of Jim Boeheim. It's over.
It was part of the package.
It was part of the package. It's an amazing transformation if you haven't ever seen it, to see them turn that into the basketball court, because it's in the end zone. Basketball court. Yeah, like the basketball court's in the end zone. It's kind of crazy. Like shooting a jumper from the corner in a dome. I mean, you gotta be lights out. Like, I shoot that thing way over the basket. Oh, that depth perception is terrible. Yeah.
Rondé Gadsden, former Dolphins receiver. I'm having lunch with him on Thursday. We're going to do like a Twin Peaks style reunion, except we're going to Funky Buddha. But it's going to be me, Rondé, the Ticket Wizard, Jay Keller 5.
Because
we should be at Twin Peaks today. This would normally be like a Twin Peaks day. And like I said, Twin Peaks still a very good partner of the radio show. We love them. Just not doing any broadcasts. Solana suggested that maybe they were tired of giving us free lunches. That we were. It's almost like Mike McDaniel. He gives away a game ball to every player after every game. I mean, he's using up their entire budget.
You know, that's the issue. That's the issue. I'm gonna save that. I'm gonna put that in my notes on my phone and go back to that and be like, I mean, what you think this is? Can you football? Everybody don't get a football, man. No,
it's my only criticism of him. Javon Holland should have gotten the game ball on Sunday. Should have gone to Javon Holland, nobody else.
That's it. You punch the ball out, we win. You know, I get it. Oh, Ramsey ran all around, made the tackle. Holland knocked the ball out. One game ball go to Holland. That's it. Not everybody gets it. It's not a participation trophy. Right. That's not a certificate. Yeah. Like, people get money.
They had a nice game. But guess what? That's what a fullback's supposed to do. You run
right,
it up
that's
the
all
gut.
You, get.
You don't get a game ball.
You don't get a game ball. You don't get a game ball just because you were out there, River Cray Crab. You don't get nothing like that.
All right, we gotta go. We'll see you, Ron.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Rondé Gadsden, former Dolphins receiver.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I give him the Chicken Little. I give him the 1-2 crossing the street. I give him a left and a right, a quick left and right. Anybody looking? Double dip.
Hawk and Crowder.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-through and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.